I'll call the meeting to order. We have a quorum. Ms. Cohen is expected, and Charles, Tom Sauter couldn't be here. I think he's attending his daughter's graduation in St. John Fisher. Maybe not. And Roger's attending his graduation at St. John Fisher. And I saw this morning's paper where Tom's daughter graduated from Carthage this year, valedictorian, and she only had a 99.24 in average.
Slacker.
Yeah.
Unbelievable.
Contributed to Ornella. Great.
And I'd like to welcome Melissa Cummings, the incoming Student Government Association President, and will be a member of the College Council for 2014-2015. So welcome, Melissa. And we have Brian Hart, who is standing in for David Hartle, actually sitting in. We want to thank Ornella Parker, who's been a member of the College Council for the last year. It's been wonderful to know you. You contribute a lot to all of our meetings. Attendance was very good. Also a member of the search committee, and I knew that was difficult for you because you were doing an internship in Watertown every day, so it was difficult. But we do appreciate your service, and we wish you the best in the future, Ornella. Okay?
Thank you.
And we have a small gift.
Yeah, starting already. I didn't get on stage yet. Thank you. No one goes down here from here. Thank you, everyone.
You're welcome. Anyone else have any comments for Ornella?
I'm only going to hug Ornella when she gets her diploma. I'm not going to start.
Okay. And also today, obviously, we're going to be saying goodbye as the College Council to Dr. Hoffman. It seems like the year's gone by very quickly. I can't remember really, when did you come?
June 1st.
It doesn't seem possible, but we do want to thank you for your service to SUNY Canton, and it's been a pleasure to work with you, and I'm sure it's been on behalf of everyone here and the entire College Council.
Thank you.
That we really appreciate it. And we have a gift for you too, Dr. Hoffman.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. Thank you.
It's a pleasure. Thank you.
You're welcome.
And maple syrup. You can't go wrong.
The minutes of the last meeting, I think you received by email. If not, you have a copy, I think, in your packet. The chair will entertain a motion to approve those minutes. Any additions or corrections? All in favor, say aye. Carried. Thank you very much. New business, tobacco policy revisions, and that would be Courtney Bish.
Yes, and
please.
As Ron said at the last meeting, this should just stay on the agenda forever, but hopefully this is the last iteration of our tobacco policy. The two changes are primarily that we combine 36.3 into 36.0, which outlines the areas which are not where tobacco use is not permitted, excuse me. So that's the first major change. The second was a wording change requested by the Union of Human Resources, basically to change the enforcement of this policy to a more campus-wide approach and a more educational approach, but not with a direct expectation that faculty or staff are required to do something specific where the discipline will happen. There were concerns about the wording in that paragraph. So this should be, this is passed through the tobacco committee, it is passed through student affairs, human resources, and the union. So I think this will be the last time you see this until we go tobacco free. So hopefully this is the last of our policy revisions.
The chair will entertain a motion to approve those revisions in the tobacco policy. Moved by Dr. Burke. Is there a second? Second by Joe Rich. Any questions or comments?
Does that cover the electronic cigarette?
They're still included in here, yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Electronic cigarettes are still a part of the things we're asking people not to use, for lack of a better sentence.
Thanks, Courtney. Yeah.
You're welcome.
Yeah.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Approved. Thank you very much. Moving on to the housing policy clarification again, Courtney Bish.
I get to dominate the agenda today. This one's even more brief. In an effort to work with our international and out-of-state students in a more productive way as far as housing releases were concerned and to aid in the recruitment efforts for athletics, we added this red item in the middle of our housing release policy that addresses out-of-state and international students paying a higher out-of-state tuition, and so it may be necessary to release them from housing so that college is affordable for them and so that we're able to recruit and retain athletes and international students.
Are there any questions? That was provided for informational purposes only, so we don't need a motion. Any questions, concerns?
Is that only towards international students? What about other students?
There's always, I believe it's the last sentence in there, all other cases are reviewed on an individual basis. So students who have a financial hardship still can request for that reason, and John reviews those. So it's not only for them, but we didn't specifically address that we have this burgeoning population that really kind of does need to live on campus frequently because of cost. So.
Okay.
Any other questions? Okay, thank you, Courtney.
Thank you.
Naming guidelines, Dave Garlock.
In your packet, you'll find naming policy and procedure. This was prompted in the fall. You had approved the naming for Mr. Halford in the Crest Center, and because that met a threshold of over $100,000 for naming, we had submitted it to SUNY for their approval. SUNY pointed out that we needed a policy approved by this body and sent on, and so we drafted this. This policy is drafted based on using best practices, both the SUNY guidelines and Buffalo State, Cortland, Suffolk Community College, Hudson Valley Community College, and one other college I can't remember. So it's best practices based on SUNY's guidelines, and I seek your approval of the policy.
Is there a motion to approve the naming opportunities policy and procedures?
So moved.
Ornella moves. Second?
Second
by Marie. Any questions for David? Comments.
I did, for information, I just want to let you know the executive cabinet did meet, discuss this, and approve it. So this has been approved by the executive cabinet with the motion to move it forward to the college council.
How does that compare with other campuses? Are they about the same?
I used the five other colleges and the guidelines themselves to draft this. So searching for what was out in the public, mm-hmm. I found Buff State, Cortland, Suffolk, and
was it Purchase? I'm trying to think one of the ones.
One other one. I'm not.
Yeah, another comprehensive.
I had four of the five in my folder, but not the fifth one.
And Dave took the best practices from each of the other SUNY schools.
Essentially, the policy says that you set a frame, and anything outside the frame, SUNY should review. And the frame is basic. You know, $1 million, the chancellor should approve. Less than that, the campuses have their own. The previous guidelines had a million or $100,000 threshold, and that's why we had not sent any of the last namings. We've had a number of namings on campus. They're all under $100,000. And the council approved, the executive cabinet, the president, the council approved. So we were following local, but we had not had a over $100,000 naming since the Canino School of Engineering back in 06. So that's why the need for the policy never reached. We missed it, I guess.
And those are already established at 5, they're grandfathered in, right?
Pardon me?
Those that are already established at 5,000, now the threshold is 10,000 and it has to be paid?
No, the threshold is $1 million that need to go beyond this council's authority.
Oh, you know, no, but not that it does not have to go beyond our council. What's?
Under $1 million.
But what's the threshold to establish a scholarship now? Five or ten?
This is 10,000 for an endowed scholarship.
Okay.
And that's alluded to in this policy.
All right.
This policy is really naming buildings. The scholarship specific policy is related to 10,000.
So if you
you pledge that up to 5 years, and that's an accounting guideline, not a policy. Our auditors would want to keep a active pledge beyond 5 years.
Yes, right.
So
I just want to get that clear, though. If you donate 10,000 for that window, have it named after you, do you get a scholarship too?
No.
Okay.
No, namings and endowed scholarships are you're giving to the college, and an endowed fund, the principal sits and is never touched, and we pay out interest off of that. Namings are unrestricted support to the foundation for the need, the greater
need.
So
that needs. You can use that for whatever you want?
Yeah.
Okay.
It could be a school, if you think called institution.
Professorship.
You can name professorship.
Okay. It could be this conference table, this room.
But the donor cannot ask that it be used for a certain purpose?
Not for namings.
All right.
I mean, they can pick the item. You know, Mr. Halford, sometimes it comes from an individual wanting their name on something. Mm-hmm. Sometimes it comes with, here's some money, and me asking, can we put your name on something so that you'll inspire others?
Right. Okay. Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you very much. And let's see. David Garlock. Namings of three.
So I have three namings that are 30,000, 25,000, and 10,000. And I didn't think we would need to bring these today, but we've had some recent activities. The example I'll start with is Pi Nu Epsilon. They're having their 100th anniversary this summer at Alumni Weekend. They have been raising money for a while for the potential of having the lobby of Cheney named for them. And I didn't think they were going to make it. Well, they've had a last month, few months surge. The Renzi family, many of you may or may not know Mike Renzi. Mike has had some health issues. And that issue is the naming has been put off. And all of a sudden, the family is interested in doing it in a timely manner for specific reasons. The Kobe family, that pledge recently got completed, and you know, the general sensitivity towards wanting to have pledges fulfilled versus prematurely naming items. We've had cases in the past where we've struggled getting the balance of the money on a future naming. I could reference a specific item, but I won't. But we have a specific item that is pending, and we're waiting for the pledge to be completed. And so these came complete quickly. Now, why they're here before the same day you're approving the SUNY policy is essentially these are under the $100,000 threshold, really under the $1 million threshold for local approval, and I seek your approval for these three items.
Just a question on, I think I mentioned this to you before. Meeting to be, if you mention the college in your last will and testament,
yep.
And it's specific society.
We also have Payson Martin Society that is similar, and individuals who have mentioned us in their will and shared that with us are placed within the Payson Martin Society. Something we purchased a software web presence with newsletters that started this year. We actually stole that from Potsdam. And the society, we had a long-standing society called the Payson Society, but we relaunched that. We put out two magazines this year and have received some wonderful reactions to that. So,
do we need to do these individually, or could we do all three at once?
You could do them all three at once as long as you approve them.
Then I make a motion to approve the naming of the three proposals before us: Pioneer Epsilon, the Renzi family, and the Coke.
Are you moving all three, Marie?
Yes.
Okay. Is there a second?
Yes, I seconded.
Second by Dr. Burke. Any additional questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carried. Thank you very
Thank
much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. Received a list, or at least you had them today, and I guess you did receive them previously. The advisory board appointments. Chair will entertain a motion to approve those appointments. Moved by Joe. Is there a second? Hey, Marie.
Thank you.
I can't see you, Marie. You know. Okay, second. Any questions?
Yeah, I know.
I just have a comment. Michaela, could I ask Ann to go through these and indicate alum status? Because many of them are, and I would like to have that noted, if you wouldn't mind, in for the future.
It's really Karen. Aaron's.
Thank you.
Any other questions? All in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Carry. Thank you very much. All right, Karen, did you have any additional that you wanted to offer? And I'm sorry, I should have asked you.
Nothing.
Okay.
We're just very thankful for people that serve on our advisory boards because they're very useful. Mm-hmm.
And I'm going to mention this as Dean's cabinet on Monday, but one of the things I've noticed is we have all of these boards coming to campus to meet. At Maritime, what I did is I had them all meet on the same day. If not the answer, all of them. And what we did is we included the College Council, which, of course, is the college's main advisory board, because the networking opportunities, not only between the different boards, but a chance for you to get to know some of these folks that you don't know. These people, we had a guy yesterday traveling from Washington, D.C., to meet with our civil and construction management group. I mean, so these people are dedicated to their cause, and I think it would be nice to get them out there into a bigger venue. And just another thing, for the president to have to do the same welcome 18 times, not that I mind too much, but I think there are opportunities.
Right.
And that's one of the things we did at Marathon. We ended the day with a cocktail reception, and everybody was there. And what happened was you got to mix and mingle, a lot of great networking opportunities. As we look to fill other roles on the campus, it's nice to sort of have them connected for that. So we may have to start school by school, just so that the schools have all their advisory boards on the same day. But ultimately, to have a grand convocation is a really big deal, because again, it sets the tone that the College Council is indeed the college's advisory board. So we'll have that discussion on Monday.
You got two of them on board.
Yeah.
That's a good idea. I don't think the College Council's ever been involved with actually with any of the advisory board members at all. It's a good idea. A lot of familiar names there, but it's very nice. Okay. I don't have very much. In fact, I have very little. The only thing I wanted to mention to you, there was a bit of concern over the awards made by the College Council this last board meeting that we had. I just want to clarify one what happened in the past. At one point, all recommendations came to the college council as a group, and the college council reviewed everything, entire packets and letters of support. And at one point, a number of years ago, the council was kind of hoodwinked into an award that we shouldn't have been, but it was simply that the college council was not aware of a certain situation. So at that point, and that was the last time I was chair, we decided to look beyond the college council for assistance in the awards, because the people on the campus obviously know better about the people that are nominated for all four awards. So the awards committee, again, they make a recommendation to the college council, as it did this last year. But the college council still has the option of not going with the person recommended by the awards committee. If you understand it, is there any question about that?
So for our nominations and elections committee now, because I know they wanted this addressed, when they write the recommendation for first, second and third, do you want information about like why they were thinking that person for first, you know, a memo for their first position and second to assist the college council? Because this year I believe it was just ranked with no explanation, and
right.
then
and
they wanted an explanation.
I'm not sure if they were even ranked. Maybe
they were.
They weren't sent to you ranked, but they were ranked in the committee is how they chose the nominations.
Okay.
They actually used a sheet, a ranked sheet.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they have a rubric that they use.
More information, doesn't hurt. But again, if the college council as a group feel that maybe another individual should receive the award, I mean, that option is still open to the college council. But you see where we were before? The college council, we had to go through all that. There was no awards committee. We had to do that ourselves. And the feeling was that we were, particularly, say, for example, faculty, we just don't know people that well sometimes. And we do rely, I'll tell you this, we do rely a lot on letters of support. So, but if there's any...
And I think from that committee, what they had mentioned to me is we've been trying to get more involvement with our governance committees, and that is a governance mm-hmm. committee. And they developed a rubric. They actually spent a lot of time this past semester meeting as a group, mm-hmm. going over everyone generated a rubric to come up with their ranking. So they were a little taken aback after spending all that time and trying to beef up that committee. That
right.
It was not, the suggestion of that committee was not taken into consideration.
It was taken into consideration. I'll just say that. And we appreciate the efforts. In the past, that has happened previously, but not in the recent past. But, I can't explain the will of the college council as a group. So, I hope that helps.
Well, the thing that we should do as the governance committee, though, is again, you rank them, show the rubric, mm-hmm. and then give a paragraph or two. Forward with the recommendations, so that again, you've gone through all the materials, mm-hmm. you've distilled out the important and key factors, and then to show the ranking. So again, we've all been involved in searches and all. Very often, when they give you three recommendations, 1, 2, and 3, it turns out that one person was in tier one, the other two were in tier two. So it's not a simple 1, 2, and 3. The one person is clearly in a class by themselves. And so, again, I've always, having received recommendations from search committees, I've always appreciated if they included not just 1, 2, and 3, but whether or not there was some sort of a tiering system, or a paragraph or two on why this person was chosen and given the place that they were. So some clarity on that. Again, ultimately, you are making a recommendation,
yep.
and so the body who you're recommending or the person who you're recommending does have the final decision. But I think the clearer that you present it to the... And again, I know I always appreciate a nice clear, tell me tier one, tier two, or just tell me, they're all great, it's 1, 2, 3, or it's in alphabetical order. We couldn't decide.
Political.
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, because the work they did is great, because mm-hmm. it's the type of work that you would not want this particular body to have to take on.
That's right.
All mm-hmm. that. So, and again, now that we've empowered the Committee on Nominations and Elections, I think it's good that they play that role and that they feel value for their recommendation. So they're not actually making the nomination, they're not actually granting the award, they're
right.
making the recommendation.
I would appreciate that, Liz, if you take
yep.
that back to the committee.
Sure.
All right. Thank you very much. Okay, that's just about all the only thing I have. Dr. Hoffman.
Well, I wanted to thank you all for a wonderful year. It's been a pleasure having worked with college councils for the past almost 20 years. This is probably, you know, just been about the most fun group that I've had to work with, and most of that was due to your dedication. So I appreciate, you know, the time and effort you put in. Again, this is the kind of the speech I made 15 times to the different advisory boards. It's so important what you do here, because we tend to get tunnel vision at times. It's this curriculum, it's this program, and we need the folks from the outside who are watching and seeing what we're doing here to give us a heads up every once in a while and say, you know what, you're a little bit off course here. Well, let's help you steer back onto that. So I appreciate that. Just before I get to the other pieces, for the Committee on Nominations and Elections, I want to give a lot of credit to Will Fassinger, who was chairing the old committee, and then suddenly he found he had a committee that had some real guns. They're the ones that were responsible for the two chancellor awards that we'll be giving today for the faculty. And so next year we hope to have 4 or 5 chancellor's awards, because we have this committee that knows how to do it. Thank you, McKenna, for keeping them on the straight and narrow for that. At the last college council meeting, we had been asked to put together an HR audit, and we've been working on that. And the committee just met the other day, and we finalized the work, make sure we didn't miss anything. We still found one or two people that had odd appointment dates or end dates. So we've actually gone in and taken all of that. So we're going to be presenting this at an informational meeting on this Tuesday, May 13th at 9 o'clock in FOB 620. College council members that can make it, we would appreciate it if you could take the time. I know it's asking a lot considering we're doing today and then Tuesday, but we wanted to make sure we got this on the agenda. It took us a long time because we wanted to be very, very thorough, make sure we didn't miss anything, make sure all the data was correct. And a special thanks to David Rourke and Nancy Rylish for getting us all the information out of the HR system, which you would think would be a simple thing. So we'll have that for you on Tuesday. Any area updates? I do have a couple. I'm going to start with Liz, because I think, Liz, you had the first mm-hmm. area update.
I just wanted to give a faculty governance update. This past year, working with Dr. Hoffman, we have updated all but 2 governance committees. We had 9 governance committees. We're down to 8. We've updated 6 of them, as well as the entire governance committee bylaws. So that's been a very large undertaking this year. But I think it put us in a position for the new president to come in and be able to work with a very strong faculty governance. The committees are now going to be giving annual reports to the faculty. The composition's been strengthened. I think we have some more responsibilities, so it should be good for the future. So thank you.
Thank you. And just again, when she says strong faculty governance, it goes 2 ways. It means that the faculty themselves are going to begin to question one another. So when we read on behalf of the faculty, we're not saying on behalf of this department or that department. People should be challenging one another across departments and across schools, because they're saying, hey, you know, we, the faculty, think that this is the way it should be doing. And we did not have that. People were not challenging one another at faculty assemblies. Only because, well, that's a different school than mine, I don't want to challenge it. That's a different department than mine, I don't want to challenge it. I think you need to have that discussion. And we operate more as a college faculty rather than department by department, school by school. So in addition to that, I think that's what we've added to the
mm-hmm.
faculty governance. Ornella.
Hi, everyone. This is going to be kind of quick. since the last time I've been to college council, we had SUNY SA, which was on April 4th, and well, 10 of us went. 8 of our student leaders received leadership certificates. He's not coming out. Okay. For all the workshops that they attended throughout that weekend. Also, SGA has created, we've done an investment to do student jobs. So we it's been approved by the student body. So starting for the 2014 fall, there will be money that the students put in for student activities will be going back to them for jobs that if they need assistance with. We have our new elects, the new SGA president to my left, Melissa Cummins. Our vice president, which was currently our secretary this year, is going to be Kiana Solomon. The budget director is going to be Fatisha Burnett, secretary Jody Reese. Our CAB president is going to be Darren Ellis. The vice president, Anthony Slay. And our secretary for CAB is going to be Marianne Perfume. I don't know if can I do this? I wanted Melissa to say one thing.
Sure.
So, okay, so she can have practice for next year.
No pressure.
Also, one of the clubs that I'm a part of, they did a weekend trip to Boston, and that was a 4-day trip from Thursday to Sunday, April 24th to 27th. And they went to the aquarium down there and kind of had, like, a behind-the-scenes kind of thing. And they did, like, a whale watch and got to experience the Quincy Market.
And just to wrap it up, I would like to thank the entire College Council. This has been an outstanding experience for this year. I've had opportunities that I would never had anywhere else. For example, the search committee, I had the opportunity to help in the selection of our new president that's coming in. And I also got the opportunity to see different aspects of this college.
Thank you, Arnella.
No problem.
Lenore?
Everybody said that this is going to be brief, so mine's going to be really long.
Oh.
So just a quick thing. Since our last college council meeting, I went to SUNY Day, D.C., and I met with Congressman Owens after a slight mishap with luggage. And I also met with staffers from the two senators' offices, Gillibrand and Schumer. The meetings went really well, and in fact, Congressman Owens pledged his support for the proposed school of emergency preparedness, homeland security, and cybersecurity. We're moving forward with that. We have a meeting with some of the academic side of the House at Clarkson in the next few weeks where we'll be discussing some of the details of a potential partnership there. And the St. Lawrence County legislators also passed a resolution in favor of the proposed college being located here that was forwarded to the governor's office as well as our state elected representatives. So we've got a lot of really crucial support. I think it's going really well, and we're going to do our best. We have finished our 30-day comment period for Startup New York. I'm making some few very minor changes to our plan, in part based on those comments, and in part based on some new inquiries we've received from companies. So I want to make sure that they're explicitly included as businesses that we would be seeking. And so that's really exciting. We're expecting to be able to officially review applications probably by late-ish May, but certainly before June, with the final approval. And that is ahead of many other SUNYs and privates in the state. So we're really happy with that. And that's all I have.
Yes, Marie.
last month at our Potsdam Town Board meeting, we also passed a resolution endorsing this college as
excellent.
The place
I wasn't aware
to
of
do
that.
This. And we sent letters to Schumer, Gillibrand, Owens, Eddie Russell, Joker.
Wonderful. Thank you.
Thank you.
Governance leaders were all discussing whether or not the faculty was included
in the Startup New York process, whether they had been given the comment period, and very few of them had the involvement we did. We were probably one of the only colleges that we were keeping to the governor's request of faculty inclusion. Most of them haven't been made aware of the comment period. They've already gone forward for approval without faculty comments. So thank you.
Absolutely. Yep. Well, it's really important. We need everybody on board for this to really be successful.
Yeah.
So.
I'd just like to make one more comment. Sometimes you want to be very ethical. I try. I shouldn't have said sometimes. But sometimes you put into a position where you think you have to be careful. As Potsdam Town Supervisor, I have been privy to the meetings about, you know, the Potsdam plan, and given their report prior to seeing the report, and I was thinking to myself, should I be giving this report to people at our college council? No, I don't think so. Just trusting that ours would be better.
And we give Lenore all the credit for that. She stayed on top of this from the beginning. And it's just an interesting, Lenore's down in Washington, D.C. without her luggage, which is an emergency shopping spree at Banana Republic.
They had 45 minutes to dress me.
but while she's meeting with Representative Congressman Owens, I get a text from Lenore and says, he wants to know if there's anything we need. And it's interesting, I just got an email from Sue Ouellette that the Veterans Administration was dragging their feet, getting us the lease from our dental clinic in Rome. And it was holding up the accreditation process. And so we just sent it back, and now it's been moved. So you know, you have to be in the right place at the right time. So yeah, I'm sure he wasn't expecting an answer, Andy. What do you need? So good timing. And we do appreciate Bill Owens, all the support he's given us over the years. And we wish him well as he retires.
Yeah.
Anybody else in my area?
I know time is of the essence, but if I can just say briefly that the Special Olympics went incredibly well on May 3rd. We had hundreds of Special Olympians. We had three actual Olympians, including Aaron Hamlin, who won bronze in the luge this year in Sochi, which is amazing. And lots of our students, student clubs and organizations, athletes, faculty, staff, community members. It was a wonderful day. I want to give props to Randy Siminski and John Vanderveer and their staffs for all the amazing work that they did. And because I brought it up here, I want to make sure you knew how well it went. So.
Yeah, each one of the Special Olympians had one of our athletes follow them through the entire day to help them to get from station to station. And the three Olympians stayed the entire day.
And signed
autographs.
They were
here for hours signing T-shirts and everything that could be signed.
I have said to Randy that in the 13 years I've worked here, it was single-handedly the best day.
That's nice.
Best day.
That's really nice.
Any others? Thank you.
You're welcome.
Any other old business to come before today? I really don't have much. I do want to say one more thing about Ornella, because something she accomplished or did so impressed me, and still does and will continue to for a long time. I don't have a long time left, but you know, for a student to take a semester off from college and return home to assist with family finances, but then to come back, that's the hard part, I think. A lot of kids take a semester off and they don't come back. But I just so impressed. And that's, you really are focused. Congratulations.
Thank you.
I know.
We have tissues,
anything else to come before the board? If not, the chair will entertain a motion to adjourn. Moved by Joe, second. Second by Marie. Marie, raise your hand. All in favor. Thank you very much. Thank you all for coming, and enjoy graduation. We have, I think, a beautiful day ahead of us.
Yeah.
And again, thank you, Joe.
Thank you.
Joe.
Come back and visit us.
Is this supposed to continue?